It's Wednesday, October 4th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. After Hurricane Maria decimated the island of Puerto Rico last month, relief efforts are underway, but power and communications remain dysfunctional. Franklin Graham's Samaritan Purse has sent a disaster assistance response team and emergency supplies to multiple islands in the Caribbean. The Worldview spoke to Austin Champion with Samaritan's Purse about their work on the ground in Puerto Rico.
The electrical grid currently is still not working very well, and most places at this point don't have access to power. Some do through generators, but most do not. And most of the people who we are working with at this point have homes that have been affected, some in such a way that they are not able to live in them, and others where we're providing things like tarps so that they can patch their roof so that they are able to still live in them at this time.
Champion said that they've been providing emergency shelter needs, solar flashlights, blankets, and hygiene kits across the island, and that churches have really helped in the relief effort.
We've done a lot of our distribution through church partners, actually, and so we're working with several different pastors and their churches in the region to find the people who are most vulnerable in their communities in which they serve. It's been pretty neat. Giving out things physically and providing for people physically really opens up windows of opportunity to minister spiritually as well.
Please pray for those suffering in Puerto Rico and those ministering on the island Commonwealth. To support the Samaritan Purse Hurricane Relief Effort, visit the link we have in our transcript today at theworldview.com. A major New Jersey car dealer has pulled his NFL TV ads. Steve Califer of Flemington Car and Truck Company said, quote, "The National Football League and its owners have shown their fans and marketing partners that they do not have a comprehensive policy to ensure that players stand and show respect for America and our flag during the playing of the national anthem. We have canceled all of our NFL advertising," unquote. Billionaire businessman Mark Cuban, who campaigned for Hillary Clinton, might run himself, reports the Washington Free Beacon. Former Democratic South Carolina State Representative Bacardi Sellers asked this question on his podcast posted yesterday.
Mark, are you considering running for president of the United States?
Yes. Considering, yes. Ready to commit to it? No. If I can come up with solutions that I think people can get behind and truly solve problems, then it makes perfect sense for me to run. If it comes down to, do I think I can win because I can convince more people to vote for me, then no, I won't run.
Australian Senator Helen Polly is feeling the heat to support homosexual faux marriage. But despite the fact that the political winds are blowing in Sodom's direction, Polly, who is a Roman Catholic, said that she is still voting no in the nationwide postal survey, despite the possible political consequences, reports the Christian Post. She said, quote, "It would be much easier for my life, in some respects, in dealing with my colleagues to change my position and support same-sex marriage. This is a very personal, very much a conscience vote, and my Christian belief and my faith tell me one thing," unquote. Proverbs 8:7 says, "For my mouth will utter truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips." 48 hours after the deadliest mass shooting in American history, more details are emerging about the Las Vegas shooter, his motivation, and acts of heroism in the midst of the madness. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report, immediately following today's newscast with some fascinating sound bites. And finally, disgraced former Representative Anthony Weiner was sentenced Monday to 21 months in prison, facing the most severe penalty yet in connection with the sexting scandal that drove the New York Democrat out of Congress, ruined his marriage, and became a late issue in the 2016 presidential race, reports Fox News. He will be registered as a sex offender. The 53-year-old sexting habits entered criminal territory with his illicit contact with a 15-year-old girl. As the judge announced his prison sentence, a $10,000 fine, and the forfeiture of his iPhone, Weiner openly wept in court. He confessed that he was, quote, "an addict," unquote, who had a, quote, "disease," unquote. Weiner should have looked to the counsel of King David, who was caught in his own sex scandal and did not attempt to explain it away. In Psalm 51, 1 through 3, he wrote, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for my Worldview Special Report. According to Fox 25 Boston, the Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock, broke two windows in his Mandalay Bay hotel suite on the 32nd floor with a hammer before he killed 59 people and injured 500-plus others who were attending the Route 91 Country Music Festival across the street from his hotel with some of the 23 guns inside his hotel room. Paddock may have been a gambling high roller, but he lost a slip-and-fall lawsuit against a Nevada casino in 2014, reports NBC News. Security video from the Cosmopolitan Hotel shows Paddock slipping and falling on October 30, 2011, as he walked from a hotel shop towards a high-stakes area in the casino. Despite Paddock's claim that he had slipped in a puddle of liquid, he did not get a penny of the $100,000 in damages he sought. But the figure $100,000 has more immediate relevance. Paddock wired $100,000 to an account in his live-in girlfriend's home country of the Philippines in the week before he killed at least 59 people in the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, reports NBC News. Mary Lou Danley, 62, traveled to Hong Kong on September 25th and was in the Philippines on October 1st, when Paddock began his rampage, say officials. But it's not known whether the money was intended for her, her family, or another purpose. Was the Las Vegas shooter motivated to kill because of his recent conversion to Islam or not? ISIS claimed credit in an Arabic-language website, but authorities immediately tried to debunk the claim, saying they had no evidence to support it, reports WorldNetDaily.com. However, Michael S. Smith II, co-founder of terror analysis company Kronos Advisory, who regularly tracks ISIS activity, also confirmed to Newsweek the ISIS claim of responsibility and the claim about Paddock's conversion to Islam. The statement in Arabic read, quote, "Attacker of the Las Vegas shooting is a soldier of the Islamic State and carried out the operation in response to targeting coalition countries," unquote. After media continued to discredit the ISIS claims, the terrorist organization doubled down by sending out an official communique identifying Paddock as Abu Abdul Bar al-Amriki. Stephen Stalinsky, executive director of Middle East Media Research Institute, noted the language posted on the group's Amak news agency site matched the language of previous claims that turned out to be true. CBS has fired Haley Geftman Gold, one of its top lawyers, after she said she was, quote, "not even sympathetic," unquote, to the victims of the Las Vegas shooting because, quote, "country music fans often are Republican," unquote, when discussing the mass shooting on Facebook. On Monday night, she issued a statement of apology, writing, quote, "I am deeply sorry for diminishing the significance of every life affected by Stephen Paddock's terrorism last night, and for the pain my words have inflicted on the loved ones of the victims," unquote. Within 24 hours of the Las Vegas shooting, the late-night comedy hosts were championing gun control. Here's ABC's Jimmy Kimmel, who recently achieved notoriety for turning his show into a platform for opposition to the repeal of Obamacare.
Right now, there are loopholes in the law that let people avoid background checks if they buy a gun privately from another party, if they buy a gun online or at a gun show.
Here's Stephen Colbert on CBS.
The bar is so low right now that Congress can be heroes by doing literally anything. Universal background checks or come up with a better answer. enforce Obama's executive order that denied mentally ill gun purchases. Or a better answer, reinstate the assault weapons ban, or come up with a better answer. Anything but nothing. Doing nothing is cowardice. Doing something will take courage.
And James Corden from CBS's Late Late Show said this.
Some say it's too early to talk about gun control. For those victims last night, it's far too late.
Following the Las Vegas shooting, two country musicians' tweets stood out. Charles Daniels wrote, quote, "Morning prayer. Merciful Father, we cry out to you for those who are hurt in Las Vegas. Bring down this evil, Lord. Bring it down." Unquote. And Carrie Underwood wrote, quote, "Woke up to such horrible news. We are praying for the victims and their families. May the Lord bring some comfort to them." Unquote. A GoFundMe page, which we have linked in our transcript at theworldview.com, has been set up to aid the victims and families, reports the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Set up by Clark County Commissioner Chair Steve Sisolak and the Las Vegas Police, nearly 60,000 people have donated $4,231,000 as of 8 p.m. last night. The funds will be used to provide relief and financial support to the victims of the tragic Las Vegas shooting and their families. Sisolak's original goal was $500,000. He has since set a $10 million goal. He said, quote, "You cannot put into words how people have stepped up. It's really a blessing. It just shows the goodness and compassion in people's hearts." Unquote. 1 John 3:17 says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" Amy McCaslin and roommate Crystal Goddard dove under a table as gunfire rained down on fellow concertgoers in Las Vegas on Sunday night. Eventually, McCaslin realized she was being shielded by someone who'd just been shot, reports CNN. She said, quote, "A gentleman, I don't know his name, he completely covered me. He covered my face. He said, 'I've got you.' Just truly incredible, a stranger jumping over me to protect me." Unquote. It's not clear when the man was wounded, but McCaslin recalls that he, quote, said that he'd been shot in his rear end area and that there was a lot of blood, unquote. The roommates said the trio held on to one another tightly while chanting, quote, "Everything is going to be okay," unquote. Eventually, the man was helped to a triage area. McCaslin's white shirt was stained by the man's blood. Neither roommate knows his name or how he's doing. She said, quote, "He's been in my thoughts all day. He's a truly amazing person," unquote. We know the name of another hero, Sonny Melton. As the Las Vegas gunman was targeting the country music concertgoers from his 32nd story hotel suite on Sunday night, the 29-year-old nurse from Big Sandy, Tennessee, used his body to protect his wife, Heather Gullish Melton, from the gunfire. In a statement to Fox 17 News, Heather said, quote, "He saved my life and lost his. Sonny was the most kind-hearted, loving man I have ever met," unquote. Sonny and Heather were newlyweds, having only been married a year. John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And finally, Taylor Benz said his survival from the tragic shooting in Las Vegas on Sunday helped turn him from an agnostic into a believer in God. CNN's Rick Berman interviewed Benj on the horrifying experience, and the young man testified that his faith was restored.
"My sister and I, we started running to the left, and every time they shot, we took cover because, you know, you don't want to be the one guy who's just standing up running. That would just make us a target. You know, it's kind of a fight or flight situation. You just got to take it to God at that point and, you know, hope that you can make it and hope that you're safe."
Benj went on to say that he looks at their survival as an act of God.
"I was agnostic going into that concert, and I'm a firm believer in God now because there's no way that all that happened and that I made it and I was blessed enough to still be here alive talking to you today."
And that's a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.